around at the same time.
Yes, please.
John Dean, please, at home.
Thank you.
Why are you panting? You're too young to have any problem coming up those stairs. Point here being to put out the to put out a statement from the president that will go to the grand jury and get that on the.
There you are.
John.
Yeah.
Hi, we're with the president, and Ehrlichman's just drafting a statement. I'll put him on, let him read it to you.
All right.
See how this sounds to you. He wants a couple of seconds to put it together.
I was chatting with Dick Moore.
Yeah.
And he said that Mitchell was hoping to have a ringing endorsement this morning, and apparently Zeger got questions as whether the president had called him or not.
Mitchell was hoping to have a ringing endorsement. How can that be? How can he do that?
Well, I don't know how we could.
That isn't what Mitchell indicated to me. What Mitchell indicated to me was he was hoping there would be a ringing blast at the Senate for their circus.
This is based on the story this morning that Mitchell had knowledge.
Yeah. We don't know that, whether he did or not.
No.
It's beyond the scope of the White House's ability to endorse. Right?
Right. Apparently, Jeb has retained himself a counsel.
Who?
Jim Bierbauer.
Who's he? Is he any good?
I don't know.
Wait a second, we're trying to finish it up.
He will. No, it depends on what I do as to what he does.
Just hang on a minute.
Get on the other phone. Hold.
Yeah,
you want me to pick it out here. It would be Ziegler in a few minutes. He'd read this. The president's asked me to say that when charges were reported to have been made in secret session to a Senate committee yesterday, that a member of the White House staff, John Dean, was implicated in the planning of the burglary of the Democratic headquarters, Mr. Dean requested that the president permit him to appear voluntarily and testify before the grand jury now inquiring into the matter. The president approved the request because he believes Mr. Dean should have an opportunity to clear his name. The president has authorized a waiver of executive privilege with regard to matters pertaining to the criminal charges alleged regarding Mr. Dean's personal involvement in the planning or execution of the Watergate incident. Mr. Dean will inform the U.S. attorney of his intention and desire to testify at the grand jury's convenience. The president feels that since charges of such a serious legal nature, see now, have been leveled, the grand jury is the proper forum in which to have the charges fully heard with due regard for the rights of individuals accused of criminal actions.
Would you read it one more time?
Yeah. The president has asked me to say that when charges were reported to have been made in secret session to a Senate committee yesterday, that a member of the White House staff, John Dean, was implicated in the planning of the burglary of the Democratic headquarters. Dean requested that the president permit him to appear voluntarily and testify before the grand jury now inquiring into the matter. The president approved the request because he believes Mr. Dean should have an opportunity to clear his name. The president has authorized a waiver of executive privilege.
And maybe it should be executive privilege and attorney-client privilege. Maybe it ought to just be privilege.
Waiver of privilege. You don't have any communications to or from the president in this thing anyway, so mainly it's the waiver of the privilege against appearance. Isn't that right?
Okay, let me raise, while we're just discussing, let me raise something else. How about the fact that people on the White House staff told me things in a, what they assumed was a privileged capacity.
Well, the president's not in a position to waive that. I think executive privilege rather than attorney-client is the right thing to waive here. Because you may have to assert it, or you may have to say that's not mine to waive. Mm-hmm. Nor is it the president's to waive. Right.
Okay.
All right. The president's authorized a waiver of, and I'm going to put executive back, executive privilege with regard to matters pertaining to the charges alleged regarding Dean's personal involvement in the planning or execution of the Watergate incident. The president feels... I'm awfully sorry, but I've got this in three different places here. The president feels that since charges of such a serious legal nature have been leveled, the grand jury is the proper forum in which to have the charges fully heard with due regard for the rights of individuals accused of criminal actions. Obviously, that's stating it very strongly, but we want to state it, and we want to literally overstate it so that the vindication it falls short of the charge. You see what I mean? That we overstate it in the hopes that people come forward and say, well, now, wait a minute, we're not charging Dean with anything like that.
Okay. It might be fair to, one, have Dick Moore take a chop on that.
Right.
He could call Mitchell and...
Oh, it's been read to Mitchell.
And what did Mitchell say?
He approves it.
He approves it. Magruder should be advised, and also.
I'll see how Haldeman does those things. I'll talk to him about that.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Sure.
Good.